The budget state lawmakers settled on last week looked like it would preserve teacher assistant positions, but it's not true, according to some school districts. Teacher assistants may still be cut. WFAE's Lisa Miller has more.
Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger praised the budget for giving teachers raises and not making cuts to the classroom. Here he is last week.
The budget will also preserve teacher assistant positions, protect classroom funding, and continue to give superintendents broad flexibility to tailor classroom spending to their district's needs.
But on closer inspection, school districts are finding they may end up with fewer teacher assistants next year based on how state funding formulas work. CMS Superintendent Heath Morrison expects CMS will be short $2.5 million for those positions this year.
We are trying to verify that, in fact, we're correct on that, and then we'll have to make an adjustment to our budgeting. And so that would translate to about 90 teacher assistant positions.
That cut wouldn't result in layoffs, since CMS already has about 140 vacancies. According to the Winston-Salem Journal, Winston-Salem Forsyth County Schools expects to be short at least $1.2 million in funding for teacher assistants. The budget does give districts flexibility to use money initially set aside for teacher assistants to add classroom teachers. But Morrison points out that's not much of a choice this late in the summer.
We have teacher assistants in those positions. So if you value your employees, you're not going to say, a couple weeks before school, hey, sorry, but you don't have a job because we decided now to lower our class sizes. The other part, too, is, you know, it's one thing to say we're going to put a teacher in a classroom to lower class sizes. The more important question in my mind is, can you find a qualified teacher at this point?
The budget will raise teacher pay on average 7% and gets rid of longevity pay. Some teachers will receive 19% raises. Others, including many veteran teachers, only 1 or 2%. If Mecklenburg County voters approve a quarter-cent sales tax in November, Morrison hopes to set aside additional money for those teachers next year. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller in Charlotte.